Let's read together 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 1 through 24. In this first portion of the chapter, we have the record of the division of the United Kingdom of Israel into the Northern Kingdom under King Jeroboam I and the Southern Kingdom under King Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Now Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had gone to Shechem to make him king. So it was, when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard it — he was still in Egypt, for he had fled from the presence of King Solomon and had been there dwelling in Egypt — that they sent and called him. Then Jeroboam and the whole congregation of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, "Your father made our yoke heavy. Now therefore lighten the burdensome service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you." So he said to them, "Depart for 3 days, then come back to me." And the people departed. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon while he still lived, and he said, "How do you advise me to answer these people?" And they spoke to him, saying, "If you will be a servant to these people today and serve them and answer them and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever." But he rejected the counsel which the elders gave him and consulted the young men who had grown up with him, who stood before him. And he said to them, "What counsel do you give? How should we answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, 'Lighten the yoke which your father put on us'?" Then the young men who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, "Thus you shall speak to this people who have spoken to you, saying, 'Your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it lighter on us.' Thus you shall say to them, 'My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist. And now, whereas my father laid a heavy yoke on you, I will add to your yoke. My father chastened you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges.'" So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king directed, saying, "Come back to me the third day." Then the king answered the people roughly and rejected the counsel which the elders had given him. And he spoke to them according to the counsel of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastened you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges." So the king did not listen to the people, for the turn of affairs was from the Lord, that he might fulfill his word which the Lord had spoken by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Now when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, "What portion have we in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now see to your own house, O David." So Israel departed to their tents. But Rehoboam reigned over the children of Israel who dwelt in the cities of Judah. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was in charge of the revenue. But all Israel stoned him with stones, and he died. Therefore King Rehoboam mounted his chariot in haste to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel has been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. Now it came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam had come back, they sent for him and called him to the congregation and made him king over all Israel. There was none who followed the house of David but the tribe of Judah only. And when Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men who were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, that he might restore the kingdom to Rehoboam the son of Solomon. But the word of God came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, "Speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, to all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the rest of the people, saying, 'Thus says the Lord, you shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Let every man return to his house, for this thing is from me.' Therefore they obeyed the word of the Lord and turned back according to the word of the Lord." Let's begin our study of this chapter with some background notes. The United Kingdom of Israel under Kings Saul, David, and Solomon lasted for 120 years, from 1051 BC down to 931 BC. At the end of 1 Kings chapter 11, we read, "Then Solomon rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, his father, and Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his place." Now here in chapter 12, we read of the division of the kingdom. King Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, went up from Jerusalem to Shechem for his coronation as king over all Israel. Verse 1. Shechem was more in the center of the land than Jerusalem. And Shechem was a place of great memories. Remember, the Lord had appeared to Abraham at Shechem. And Shechem was where Jacob's well was located. So Shechem was an ideal place for Rehoboam's coronation. But Rehoboam was in for a rude awakening. When Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard that King Solomon had died, he returned from Egypt at the request of the northern tribes of Israel. Remember, Jeroboam had been a high-ranking servant of King Solomon and had been told by the prophet Ahijah that he would be given most of the kingdom of Israel. We read about that in 1 Kings chapter 11. We read in 1 Kings 11:40 that Solomon therefore sought to kill Jeroboam. But Jeroboam arose and fled to Egypt, to Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. Now Jeroboam was back in Israel, and he became the spokesman for the whole congregation of Israel when Rehoboam came to Shechem to be crowned king. Jeroboam and the elders of Israel came to Rehoboam and requested that he go easy on the people and lighten the heavy tax burden that the people had been bearing under King Solomon. Rehoboam said to give him 3 days while he thought it over. During the 3 days, he consulted first with the wise elders of Israel that had been under his father Solomon, and these wise elders gave him good counsel. Rehoboam, lighten up on the people and serve them, and the people will serve you in return. But Rehoboam did not like this counsel. So then Rehoboam went to the younger counselors, those who had grown up with him. And they said to him, no, don't go easy on the people. Increase their heavy tax load. Tell them that your little finger will be thicker than your father's waist. Tell them that your father disciplined them with whips, but you will discipline them with scourges. That is metal-tipped whips. Unfortunately, Rehoboam went along with the counsel of his younger friends. And as a result, the kingdom of Israel was divided into the northern kingdom of Israel consisting of 10 tribes and the southern kingdom of Judah consisting of the tribe of Judah and the closely associated tribe of Benjamin. Jeroboam became the first king of the northern kingdom of Israel, and Rehoboam became the first king of the southern kingdom of Judah. When Rehoboam realized that the kingdom was slipping away from him, he sent Adoram, or Adoniram, to the people as his representative. They stoned Adoram to death. So Rehoboam fled back to Jerusalem and raised an army of 180,000 troops and was about to attack Jeroboam and the northern kingdom. But a prophet named Shemaiah said, don't go up and fight. This was the word of the Lord through the prophet Shemaiah. Rehoboam wisely listened to the word of the Lord at this point and called off the battle. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points. Doctrinal point number one, God can accomplish his purposes through the foolish counsel of people. God can accomplish his purposes through the foolish counsel of people. Rehoboam was not wise when he went along with the foolish counsel of his young friends. But look at verse 15. So the king did not listen to the people, for the turn of affairs was from the Lord, that he might fulfill his word which the Lord had spoken by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. We read about that prophecy in chapter 11. Now, what's the Bible teaching us here anyway? Is the Bible teaching us here that God manipulates people into following foolish counsel? No, God forbid. The Bible clearly teaches that we should follow wise counsel, and God will use it to guide us. Read the book of Proverbs in this connection. When people follow foolish counsel, they do so by their own will and suffer the consequences. But God can use the foolish counsel of people and its unfortunate results to accomplish his purposes. In this way, God works all things after the counsel of his will, Ephesians 1:11. This does not condone foolish counsel, and it does not justify following foolish counsel, and in no way makes God the source of foolish counsel. But God can use and does use all things to accomplish his purposes. Illustration. Look at the Middle East situation right now. We certainly don't have to look very far to find some foolish counsel and its sad results on both sides. But God is using all of these events to accomplish his purposes. The groundwork is being laid, and the way is being paved for events of the last days and the return of the Lord. God can accomplish his purposes through the foolish counsel of people. Doctrinal point number two, God can accomplish his purposes through the wise counsel of people. God can accomplish his purposes through the wise counsel of people. In verses 22 through 24, we read that Shemaiah, the man of God, gave Rehoboam some wise counsel about not going up to fight against Jeroboam. We know it was wise counsel because it was from the Lord. Verse 24, once again, "Thus says the Lord, you shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Let every man return to his house, for this thing is from me." Rehoboam wisely listened to Shemaiah and followed his counsel and told the troops to go home. Can you imagine the reaction of 180,000 fighting men prepared for battle when all of a sudden they're told that Rehoboam has called off the attack? Well, it was wise counsel because it was from the Lord. And Rehoboam wisely followed this counsel and God's purposes were accomplished. The northern kingdom was established under Jeroboam, according to God's word through the prophet Ahijah, and the division of Israel came about without a lot of bloodshed. God can accomplish his purposes through the wise counsel of people. You know, at the end of James chapter 3, we read about the wisdom that's from above. This is the source of wise counsel. Anyone who looks to the Lord for the wisdom from above will give wise counsel to others. Let's pray that our nation's leaders, from the president on down, would be following wise counsel, counsel that finds its source in the wisdom from above. Remember, God can accomplish his purposes through the wise counsel of people. What about practical application? Practice soft answers. Practice soft answers. In Proverbs 15, verse 1, we have a well-known proverb. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Solomon wrote this proverb, and maybe Rehoboam, his son, had heard this proverb from his father even before Solomon wrote it down. Unfortunately, Rehoboam did not follow the wise counsel of this proverb. Rehoboam responded to the people with harsh words, "My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist. You think you had it hard under my father's reign? You haven't seen anything yet." These were harsh words, and they did stir up anger, as the proverb says. How foolish of Rehoboam. But what about us? How do we respond to people's concerns? Do we respond to people's concerns with soft answers or harsh words? Soft answers will turn away wrath. But soft answers do not come automatically. You must make an effort to keep from responding with harsh words and practice soft answers. You know, just the other day, I could have responded harshly to an uptight student who came to me. But I gave this student a soft answer and things calmed down. It works. So practice soft answers.